Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 476. Considering going back to school? Answer these four questions first, by Stephen Worley of LifeSkillsThatMatter.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host and your narrator here, and I'm with you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays, to help you improve your business life. And for now, let's get to our post as we optimize your life. Considering going back to school? Answer these four questions first, by Stephen Worley of LifeSkillsThatMatter.com. So, you're thinking about going back to school. Over the past several weeks, I've been corresponding with people thinking about going back to school. Maybe you are, or you know someone who is. Change is certainly in the air in these chaotic economic times we're living through. The first question I ask them is, why? I'm always encouraging people to learn new things and to improve themselves. Lifelong learning is no longer an option if you want to make your career more resilient. But going back to school may not give you what you're seeking. Most of the people I coach really don't want to go back to school. What they really want is to fundamentally change how they feel and think about their work. And going back to school won't help you do that. Not only will it not help you do that, but it's also helping you avoid finding out what you really want to do with your life. When you're not quite sure what you want to do, but you know it's no longer what you've been doing, going back to school seems like a safe bet. It's a socially acceptable excuse to duck out of the workforce to find yourself. Trust me, there are much less expensive ways to explore your life options. You're not going back to school for yourself. You're going back to school because you think it's what others expect of you. You don't want to appear directionless and lost, but those feelings won't leave you even when you try to hide behind them in school. Don't make the same mistake I did. I should know. I pursued an MBA 2 years after I was laid off. I didn't know what else to do, so I figured I'd go back to school to make it look like I knew what I was doing. It cost me $50,000 and 2 years of my life. I learned more about business by starting my own business after going back to school. I wish someone had sat me down and had the chat I'm trying to have with you right now via this blog post. Four questions to ask yourself. Before you go back to school, I want you to ask yourself the following questions. Number one, how much will it cost? A typical master's degree in the U.S. goes for between $35,000 and $70,000. Do you really want to get yourself into that much debt? How much are your living expenses? How long will it take to pay off? How much will it bump up your annual income? Evaluate getting a master's degree like you would any other investment. Number two, how susceptible is the profession you're pursuing to automation and AI? Over the next decade, many white-collar professions will be more susceptible to automation and AI than blue-collar work, so you may be preparing yourself for fewer work opportunities. Number three, how many people in the profession you want to get a master's degree in have you talked to? Make a list of people you know doing what you want to do, and ask them if they think it's a good idea if you get a master's, or if there are other options. If you don't know anyone, then find people to talk to. You're about to take on $50,000 and years of debt, so you need to do your due diligence. Ask them about trends affecting their profession. Ask them what they like and don't like about their work. Ask them about the pros and cons of getting a master's. Get better informed by people in the real world if you aren't already. And number four, what's the feeling you really want to change in your life? Write down how you feel right now, and then write how you would like to feel after getting your master's. Make a list of options beyond school that may help you achieve your desired feeling. In previous recessions, going back to school made so much sense it was rarely questioned. Going forward, due to the skyrocketing costs of traditional education and the rapid adoption of automation and AI, going back to school needs to be more deeply scrutinized. I was actually one of the fortunate ones among my fellow MBA classmates. I treated school more like an incubator to test a variety of business ideas. I wanted my freedom, so did they, but too many of them ended up taking conventional jobs. Sure, the jobs they landed paid better than the ones they had before getting their MBA, but the money wasn't enough to numb the feeling that drove them to go back to school in the first place. They were right back where they started, just with more debt. I'm not saying don't go back to school, and there are many professions in which a degree is unavoidable. I just want you to make sure you go into it with your eyes wide open. Alternatives to school. So, Stephen, if I don't go back to school, what should I do? Fair question. I thought you might ask that. Here are some alternatives that not only provide you with the opportunity to learn new skills, but to explore your feelings about what it is you really want to do. They also cost much less than traditional school. 1. Talk to people doing what it is you want to do. Ask them alternative ways to experience the work beyond going to school first. This point is so important, it was worth writing again. 2. Experiment. Lean into your curiosity and start doing the work you think you want to do. You don't need anyone's permission to start experimenting. 3. Apprentice yourself to someone. Ask someone if you can be paid enough to pay your bills as they teach you the ropes of their profession. 4. Take an adult gap year. If you need a cover story about finding yourself, tell people you're taking a gap year like college kids do after they graduate to explore and experience your options. 5. Get support. I think most people like going back to school because it provides structure. You can create your own structure by creating an accountability mastermind or your own personal curriculum. And 6, research alternative education options. There are so many new education programs for a variety of specific skills that are often lower in cost and shorter in duration to help you get a sense of what it is you really want to do. I just want you to realize you have more options than the default one of going back to school. Don't BS yourself by getting a BS degree to ignore your true feelings. It costs nothing to start exploring them. You just listened to the post titled, Considering Going Back to School? Answer These 4 Questions First, by Stephen Worley of LifeSkillsThatMatter.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Stephen for giving us permission to narrate from his blog. You can come visit his site, which I have linked in this episode's description, and at oldpodcast.com. Stephen started Life Skills That Matter back in 2016 to show you how work is changing as you know it and how you can change work to your advantage. He's been working for himself since getting laid off on Election Day in 2000. He is obsessed with researching and experimenting with alternative ways of working, and he now makes enough money to live the life he wants to live without losing his mind from overworking. He also has a podcast of his own where he has interviewed over 500 people who have made the transformation to self-employment. It's called Life Skills That Matter Podcast, and you can also find that on his site, lifeskillsthatmatter.com. But that is it for today. I thank you so much for listening each and every day. That is, of course, how we can keep this show going for you. So have a great one. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.